I just missed it. It's 10:30 a.m. on, yes, today is the 28th, 10:28. I just missed it. I should have walked just a little bit faster or got out a couple minutes sooner. Then it could have been 10:28 and 10:28. Yeah, I'm late this morning. I was busy. Got some stuff going today. I overslept this morning. Ooh, 17:48. I was walking right along, I guess. I overslept. Slept till 6 a.m. Doesn't happen very often. Yeah, I can't let it happen tomorrow because tomorrow is dental day, D-Day. And I need to be at the office at 8 a.m., which means I don't know if there's going to be a podcast tomorrow or not. In order to get the podcast out, I have to leave no later than 7 a.m. for the walk. And whether or not I'm going to be in a position in my day to go at 7 a.m., I don't know. So we'll see. If there's no podcast, you'll know why, because I won't be able to walk. So it's a full morning. I'll be there at 8 to get out at noon. And the only place I'll be walking is probably to my bed after another scintillating morning of drugged in the chair. So we'll see how that works out tomorrow. My apologies if we don't quite get it together to go. But I did make it together, get it together to go today. I got good progress yesterday, working on table of content issue, working on cleaning up typo stuff. I have full share back from for copy edit, so I can work on that later. I'm hoping to get the first three books all published, re-released in ebook form this week, the first three share stories. And we'll see how that works out. I need to get the fixes in that I've done for Ravenwood. Need to get those fixes incorporated into Zyfira's Call, because there's some things that I want to move forward with that. And I need to finish encoding half share in EPUB so that I can generate the MOBI that I need to send up to Kindle. So that's probably going to be what I do today, is get that together and go online and renew my tags on my car today so that they'll mail tomorrow, which means I should have them by the end of the week, which should be fine. I won't be driving anywhere tomorrow, that's for sure. I wonder if that means I have to go to the grocery store today. Probably. Anyway, the glamorous life of a full-time author. Yeah, not so much. Anyway, so tomorrow I've got a post coming up on mwriting.org talking about going it alone. A lot of the stuff that you all know about already. I salvaged a bit from a comment that I made on the community of Patio Books to incorporate. Giving marketing advice is a bit like loaning somebody your jeans. They don't necessarily fit. So always an interesting challenge. I had Joanne Harness, who edits that site, put her stamp of approval on it. It's been scheduled. It'll release sometime in the middle of the night and show up on the new mwriting.org blog. D. Wesley Smith had a post they put up yesterday about what percentage of the population you were working with if you only published on Kindle. And he since removed the post, which I find interesting, not too surprising given the pig pile that went on to him afterwards. But basically what he did was say, if all of the English-speaking people in the world, plus the U.S., were put into a big pile, and were given the arbitrary value of 100, so 100%, all of the English-speaking people in the world, and then you allocate market across all of those people, for Kindle, for people who are only selling on Kindle, it works out to be about 3%, which I thought was pretty decent, actually. But his take on it was, it's a dreadful number because it's only 3%. Now, I grant you, it's only 3%, 3% of a potential of 100%, so 3/100ths. But there's a billion people. 3% of a billion people is still 30 million. Assuming only 10% of those read regularly, that's still 3 million. So basically selling into a population of 3 million steady readers, and I don't know, some smaller percentage of that, maybe 10, 12% of them, 15% of them are science fiction readers. It's still, what, 500,000? I don't know. 300,000? You know, that seems like, this seems like a really big number. Now, yeah, I grant you that if you were selling everywhere else, then you would be selling to 100%, but then you have to still take it back down again by a factor of 100 to the people who are reading your genre. The whole argument was sort of like, really? 30 million people isn't worth pursuing? 30 million people is a segment of the population that's not worth targeting as being too small? I found the whole argument somewhat odd, and it's been replaced since by a new post this morning about 25% of trade books are now in ebook format, which again is really only based on the numbers that are coming out of American Publishers Association, something like that. 25% of their books are being sold now in ebook form, which is fine, which is good. I mean, they sell a lot of books. But the numbers are really skewed. I mean, I know that the publishing industry is huge. I don't expect the publishing industry is going to go away anytime soon. In fact, I'm pretty sure of it, given the number of people who still want to have a full-time job while they write, who still think that getting their books in a bookstore matters. Dean Smith and his colleagues among them think that that's a significant effort. And it is, and I don't mean to belittle it. It is a significant effort. The challenge is whether or not the effort is worth the payback. And I think that's one of the problems. The idea that there's a legitimate payback. You send 5 books out, you get 4 books back, and you have to pay shipping both ways. So the profit that you made on the one book that you sold gets eaten up. Seriously, this is a good model? I don't know. I have my doubts. A lot of people still seem to think that it's valid, but quite frankly, I don't see it. I don't see it at all. Yeah, Kindle is one market. Barnes & Noble is another. Barnes & Noble does nothing for me. Even when my books were in Barnes & Noble, they did nothing for me. They didn't show up. They didn't get published. They didn't show up my searches. Of course, that part of that was, I think, because the way the name was specified by the publisher was not exactly correct. Misspelling my last name with only two L's instead of three is something of an obstacle, I'm sure. But the whole thing is sort of okay. For me, the numbers are still staggeringly large. So I don't really need to sell to everybody. I only need to sell to the few people who really want to buy my books. And so all of you who are listening, of course, know. You can find my books. I had an email yesterday from somebody who wanted to get an EPUB version of Quarter Share. I need to validate my EPUB. I have an EPUB, hand-coded, but what I've got to do is erase the text files, reload it, rezip it, and recreate it. And then revalidate it. So I'll have a valid non-Kindle EPUB version. I also need to add the cover art to the front page for the Kindle version of the EPUB, so that'll be complete. And then probably what I'll do is put it up beside A Light in the Dark on my website. I'll put it up on the sales page. People can grab it from there. So it's not quite as cold as it has been. It's still high 30s. I put my fleece hood on today so that I'd be able to clip the microphone to it. And it was cold enough that I had to zip my coat up, even though I'm wearing two shirts. So yeah, winter's coming. With apologies to George R. R. Martin. Most of the snow has melted, as you can see from the picture this morning, yesterday, and perhaps overnight. Although overnight tonight, last night was like 24 degrees, so I'm glad I drained my sprinkler system. The sprinkler heads, probably frozen, half of them broken, but I've got to get somebody in the spring to revisit that whole thing. Or bite the bullet, dig it up myself, and see about replacing all of the bits that don't actually work, which is not a bad idea, assuming I know how to do it, which, truth be told, I don't. But I don't believe it can be that difficult. Yeah, famous last words. I know what it can be, and that's time-consuming. And with any luck at all, by spring, I won't have time. So good. So I'll have three books, with any luck, I'll have three, four, five books in my own published ebook format by the end of the week. It'd be good if I could get them by November 1st, which means putting them up on Halloween. That might be worth shooting for, so that I start clean in November with fresh books available for 30 days. Fresh books for the tracking charts. Let's see how that goes. I don't expect to sell a lot of the first books, to be quite frank. I know a lot of people have sworn off Ryden editions, and the Ryden editions are still there, but they're not selling very well. Not too surprising. I gotta get mine up so Robin will take hers down, I guess is the dynamic she's going to follow. And the question is whether or not and how soon she will do that. So, the turn north. Yes, I'm that far already. I'm just hiking along this morning. I've got so much I want to do today, and the day is slipping out of my fingers. It's coming up on noon. It was 10:30 when I started, so it's coming up on 11 o'clock now. Noon's only an hour away. I haven't had breakfast. I want lunch. Maybe I'll have brunch. Yeah, I'll bite the bullet and spend some time and fix a decent brunch. Burn the calories from breakfast and lunch in one meal. It could be tasty. I like the way the Ravenwood is coming together, I have to say. I took what I learned from putting together Quarter Share and really put some work into Ravenwood, and we'll have to do the same thing for Zephyr's Call. But having done Zephyr's Call, I think I'm in pretty good shape there to get a good copy in relatively short order, because I know exactly how to make it work now. Something I could not say before. So I really like the way it's coming together. I really like the way that it looks. I really like how it lays out for the e-reader. At least as I'm seeing it on the previewers. I'm not actually getting it on my e-reader yet. But the previewers are looking good, and the validations, the automatic validations do things like make sure that all the tags are closed properly, because some of the readers are not very forgiving. And not only are they closed properly, but they're closed in the correct order. So for example, putting a break in an italicized passage is a problem with some e-readers. I did not know this. I've learned this since. And I really probably should buy this book formatting. It's like $6.50 a book on formatting for ebooks. And they have a simplified version of it online. An 18-minute lap time. Not bad. Not bad. But it's an interesting enough and informative enough read that I think I might splurge and buy it. It's very cool. Anyway, I'm at the back gate. Tomorrow's another day, and depending on how things go, I may not talk to you again until Tuesday. So stay safe. Safe voyage.